M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A dip in inflation? Numbers are just coming in. They're finding a drop in a key gauge used by the Federal Reserve to track inflation. It's still high, but the number dropped to 6% from 6.3 in September. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell helped rally global stocks with his comments, suggesting continuing interest rate hikes.
For now, let's put aside the forecasts and look instead to the macroeconomic conditions we think we need to see to bring inflation down to 2% over time.
The diplomatic ceremonies begin at the White House this hour, where the Bidens host the Macrons. Yesterday, the French president paid tribute to America's World War II veterans, presenting medals during a ceremony at the French embassy in Washington.
Paying the price of blood and suffering, you came to fight 80 years ago from the other side of the Atlantic to ensure our shared ideas.
Tonight, the Bidens hold their first state dinner, hosting the first couple of France. In Montgomery, Alabama, authorities say there was not even enough time to seek shelter between the time the tornado sirens went off and the fierce winds knocking down homes and trees. This woman prayed, telling WBMA-TV.
We can hear things falling and everything. And we just pray, God, please take care of us.
Two deaths are reported. Meanwhile, there's heavy snow in the forecast for upstate New York and the Pacific Northwest. Prosecutors in Los Angeles are describing Harvey Weinstein as a predator with an unmistakable pattern of allegedly luring women into meetings and then sexually assaulting them. He's on trial for 4 counts of rape. And a jury deadlocked in a sexual assault trial against actor Danny Masterson, best known for his role in that 70s show. This is AP News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 O silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call government at 1-800-386-7195 and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 O Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 O silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-386-7195. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-386-7195 now to secure your 1904 O Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-386-7195.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Look through your children's eyes and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation. Together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A 10-year-old boy in Milwaukee is charged with homicide as an adult after admitting he killed his mother in November. He first told police it was an accident, but investigators did some more digging after relatives said they found his lack of remorse strange. Police say they found out he went online the next day and bought a virtual reality headset his mother wouldn't let him have. Senator Ron Johnson is calling for a vote to end the military's COVID-19 vaccination requirement. Several Republicans are warning they'll drag out Senate consideration of a massive annual military policy bill unless they get a vote. Johnson says the armed forces are discharging too many men and women because they don't want to get the shot. In sports, the Bucks beat the Knicks last night 109-103. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like it.
Stop.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Yeah, man. It's time to buckle up, man. It's 12, 14 degrees, wind chill. Takes it down to single digits. It's coming, man.
Oh, it's not coming. It's already here.
Yeah, man. You better be ready for it. If you haven't yet gotten out and your children, you better make sure they have on some gloves, some winter hat, some boots, all the things that you need for a cold winter morning and a cold winter day. It really is cold, man. And all I have to do is, jump in a warm car, right? But I'm talking about people who don't have that luxury and have to get out and about, and do what they do. So it's cold. You just got to prepare for it. I got a lot to talk about today. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I want to begin, man, talking about this tragic situation in Milwaukee where a 10-year-old boy shot and killed his mother. Did you hear anything about that, Connor?
I just heard about it on the news before,
man.
The show. It's crazy.
Here's a 10-year-old child who wanted his mother to buy him something, some kind of what do you call those?
I think on the ad it was a. It was a VR headset.
Yeah, where you put those things on and it can take you somewhere else.
Yeah, it puts you in a virtual reality.
Yeah, virtual reality.
Yeah.
And so this 10-year-old boy wanted that. And he wanted his mother to purchase it for him. And she didn't do it. This young boy, unfortunately, got a hold of her gun and shot her in the head, man, while she was doing the laundry. And man, I don't know where you begin, man. They're going to charge the 10-year-old boy as an adult, and they're going to charge him with first-degree murder. excuse me. Here's what I don't understand. They've said that the young boy has had some mental health issues. He has received an unspecified but concerning mental health diagnosis from a therapist and had a history of disturbing behavior, including setting the living room furniture on fire and swinging a puppy by its tail, the complaint said. Clearly, here's a young boy who has a mental illness, right? I mean, listen, man, when you set the furniture on fire in your house and you're swinging a dog by its tail, you clearly have some degree of mental illness. And here's what I don't understand. So in spite of that, and yes, what he did was egregious in murdering his mother, how do you then charge him as an adult and charge him with this murder when he's clearly mentally ill? You know, we are living in a society that wants to ignore the mental illness. Clearly, that young boy was dealing with some demons. They know it. And I would say this much. If you know you have a child with those proclivities, setting furniture on fire, swinging a dog by his tail, if you've got a weapon in the house, man, why wouldn't that be locked away? Right? I mean, you would say that you knowing that young boy was the way he was, there's no way I would have a gun anywhere near where he could get it. And sure enough, he got it. And then after he killed his mother, he asked if his order had came in. He took a card and he charged that virtual game that you're talking about. And when they were, you know, talking to him, they asked him if he knew what the authorities, if he knew what it meant to kill somebody. And if he understood what he did. And he said yes. And then they said, okay, we're going to go ahead and charge him with first-degree murder. But then the kid turned around and said, did my game come yet? So I don't know how you can say he understood the magnitude of what he did. Because even though he said yes, the next thing out of his mouth was, did my game come? Right? I mean, come on. What's to be gained by charging that child with first degree intentional homicide? There's no way he understood the magnitude of what he did. Listen, I know that, man, to murder your own mother, anybody who had their faculties would not even consider that. But this young boy did, in a fit of rage, because his mother said no to him. Look, I know what it's like to live with a young person who can't deal sometimes with no. You know, my wife and I have been doing that for 19 years with a young man we took in who has some disabilities. So I know what it's like for them to process no. And he's now 21, and he still struggles with processing no. Gets frustrated. But this child is 10 years old. And even though he committed one of the worst crimes that anyone can commit, killing his own mother, to charge him with, you know, first degree intentional homicide, I think is way out there. And, you know, what are your thoughts? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 is the number. It is, without question, a difficult situation. But yeah, I don't think it needs to be exacerbated to the degree that we charge a 10-year-old with first-degree murder. Now, you know, the truth of the matter is the scientists know that the development of a total development of a young person, you know, the frontal lobe, Connor, have you ever heard of this, that the frontal lobe is not completely developed until the early 20s?
Yeah, it's different between boys and girls, too. I think for women, it's around 20, and then for right. men, it's around like 25.
So, mid-20s. So if they know that, and that's scientifically proven, and we're talking a 10-year-old, not a 21 or a 22-year-old, a 10-year-old, how do you even begin to, and I know it's a tragic situation, but to charge him with first-degree intentional homicide is ridiculous. I mean, I know it's a difficult thing to think about. He's 10 years old, man. You know? I mean, I've seen 10-year-olds. I work with 10-year-olds. You know, it's a horrible, horrible thing that this family is going to have to deal with. For the remainder of their lives. But it's heartbreaking. When I come back, man, I want to talk a little bit more about how Wisconsin law treats children accused of homicide. Because this kind of points out, you know, why this young boy is going to be facing what he's facing. We want to talk about the laws in the state of Wisconsin and whether or not those need to be looked at. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Eyes level off around 34. Today, under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 27. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 48. Ample sunshine expected Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 26. 37 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 14 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We're talking about a tragic situation that occurred in Milwaukee several days ago, where a young 10-year-old child that has some clear mental problems and issues took a gun, and his mother, who denied him access to use her credit card to purchase a virtual reality game where you put on these glasses, like, and it takes you to a different place, a mythical place, you know, he wanted it. She told him no. This young man had already burned furniture and also was charged with swinging a dog by its tail, knowing that this young man has some mental illnesses, was able to get this gun and kill his mother. Now, he's being charged as an adult as we speak. And now, when you look at why, it's because Wisconsin law is one of three states that allows a 10-year-old to be charged as an adult in these types of situations. And I don't understand why, you know, in the state of Wisconsin, we have to be one of three states that has such a draconian law. Look, I get it. You know, it's a horrific thing. And murder can never be condoned, and especially with one's own mother. You know, we talked a little bit earlier about the fact that, you know, the person who did this clearly does not have an understanding of right and wrong. Well, I shouldn't say right and wrong, but clearly could not understand the magnitude of what he did. If he could understand that the rest of his life would be changed forever, then he clearly would not have done this. a person who understands in the effects long term of doing something such as this would never do it. But this young boy did, and now there's a horrible price that he's going to have to pay and that the family's going to have to deal with. The issue, again, is whether or not the child should be charged in adult court and whether or not the child understood what he was doing and the impact of it. So here's an article in today's Milwaukee Journal that attempts to address this. Let me spend a couple minutes with this. It's rare but not unprecedented. A young child is accused of killing someone. What happens next depends on state laws. The U.S. legal system has long recognized a difference between children and adults. That's the federal law. That's why the juvenile system was created and acknowledged young defendants have different needs than adults. In Wisconsin, children and teens can automatically be charged in adult court, depending on their age and the severity of what they are accused of doing. Many other states have moved to limit trying children in adult court, recognizing a child's brain has not fully developed, which is what you and I were talking about, Connor. Here's what to know about Wisconsin's juvenile criminal laws. When a children and teens charged in adult court. In Wisconsin, everyone aged 17 and older automatically is charged in adult court. The state is one of only three that requires all 17-year-old defendants to be charged as adults. State law also requires children as young as 10 to be charged as adults for certain serious crimes, at least to start the case. Those crimes include first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree reckless homicide, and attempted first-degree intentional homicide. You know, I still have a tough time with when we know that there are people who are mentally ill, and yet we charge mentally ill people. As if, you know, they don't have this mental illness. What's the point in diagnosing someone and saying they are mentally ill, and then we expect them to act in a normal manner? The pure definition of a mental illness denotes that they're not normal. They don't see things through the same prism as others. But in this nation, we lock people up with mental illnesses. And 17% or more of those incarcerated are mentally ill. I don't know. What do we gain by that? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/.
Twister damages and deaths. I'm Jackie Quinn with an AP News Minute. Authorities are still going door to door looking for anyone who might be trapped in the damage from strong twisters that ravaged the South yesterday. A woman and her child were killed in Montgomery County, Alabama, where this woman sought shelter in a closet.
Can we just pray, God, please take care of us, please.
Audio courtesy of WBMA. The House has voted in favor of enforcing a labor agreement for rail workers to head off a looming strike. It's up to the Senate now to act. Hundreds attend a candlelight vigil for the University of Idaho students killed last month. Still no suspect named in those killings. Her bandmates, musicians, and fans around the world mourning the death of Fleetwood Mac's Christine McVie. Her family says she died at the hospital after a short illness at the age of 79. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 O silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call Govmint at 1-800-386-7195 and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 O Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint. The final year of production, but with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 O silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-386-7195. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collectors bonus package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-386-7195 now to secure your 1904 O Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-386-7195.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that total debt owed by the state's cities, counties, villages, and towns rose by 5.4% to $11.04 billion in 2020, the highest amount recorded. Milwaukee, Madison, and Kenosha holding the most debt, but Wisconsin towns have seen the fastest growth in borrowing since 2015. On Wednesday, the Wisconsin Elections Commission certified the results of the November midterm elections with no fanfare. Despite false claims in the past of security over Wisconsin's elections, the election ran smoothly. WEC Chair Don Mills, a Republican appointed by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, certified the results and stated gratitude to clerks across the state for a job well done. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, I'm talking about a horrific situation that occurred in Milwaukee four or five days ago, where a young 10-year-old boy took a gun and shot his mother in the head and killed her because he wanted a virtual kind of game that she said no to. He wanted to use her card and order it on either Amazon or whatever those things are, and she told him no. And he, again, this is a young man who a young boy who had set furniture on fire in the home and brutalized a pet, swinging a dog by the tail. He clearly had some mental illness in his life. And, you know, he's now, right now, as we speak, going to be charged with first degree intentional homicide, 10 years old, for killing his mom. And part of this is, man, at the root of it again is a gun, right? Gun in the house that clearly was not secured. And this young boy with these troubles and in his life was able to know where that gun was. He said that he just meant to scare his mom, and the gun went off. But, you know, who in their right mind is going to pull a gun and attempt to frighten his mom over something as frivolous as, you know, he wanted this game? Clearly the young man has some mental illness in his life. And so I'm talking about the fact that we have people with mental illnesses that that we ignore, and we act as if that doesn't play some role in things that they do. Let's go to Dave. Thank you very much for waiting, Dave. How are you doing, sir? You say what?
Good morning, Earl. To me, this having experienced video game addiction and raising my own son, it was one of the hardest things I've had to deal with as a father. And being aware of news reports over the years of others, even adults, doing horrible things because of their video game addiction. It sounds like this child, he's dealing with mental health problems, but on top of that, throw in video game addiction, and I think he's a victim of that. No, he should not be tried as an adult. He needs therapy. I'm sure you've heard the news reports over the years of adults neglecting their babies, and their babies dying in the crib from not being fed because the adults were playing video games. And there have been many reports of children assaulting their parents and even sometimes killing them when they were the video games were taken away from them. So I think society needs to address this problem. I know other countries have already done it and declared it a mental illness. So I think that's what we're seeing here with this case.
You know, Dave, to be as honest and open as you are, is telling, man, and it talks about the character of who you are, because, you know, these video games, and there have been people who have been murdered by others for those games.
Yes.
People who rob others to buy video games. And everybody's different. And yes, these things have a major impact and effect on young people. It's a 10-year-old kid. And so the other part of it is, Dave, had the gun not been available, right?
Right.
I mean, there's a gun in the house. This young boy had already set the furniture on fire, and this young boy had already brutalized a dog. I mean, I don't understand a lot of different parts to this. Number one, a gun even being in that house, and that gun not being locked away, knowing that this young boy, you know, had those issues. Clearly, there are a lot of different things that going on here. And again, the fact that there are people who are going to say, Dave, that the mental illness should not supersede the fact that he killed somebody. But I think that does supersede when a young boy, when a young person that age kills somebody. You can't say that the fact that they murdered somebody, even though it's his mother, that that kid somehow, that child somehow needs to be tried for murder. You know, especially when he's got a history, a known history of some mental illness.
But yeah, I agree.
But I'm looking at this article in the Associated Press this morning. I was going to talk about it anyway. And it talks about the United States gun death rates hit highest levels in many decades. More and more people being murdered, more and more people being slaughtered by these guns. And we just act like the gun plays no role in any of this, right?
Right.
I mean, the gun did play a role in it. The young boy was able to get access to the gun. Had he not been able to get access to a gun, he couldn't have murdered his mom.
Right. We're told by the gun lobbyists that more guns make us safer. But if you look over the years, gun ownership has gone up. Deaths from guns should be going down, right? Instead, it's going up. So it's just a bunch of hooey.
Well, you know, Dave, this the U.S. gun death rate last year hit its highest mark. This is in the Associated Press today in nearly three decades. And the rate among women has been growing faster than of men, according to the study published Tuesday. The increase among women most dramatically in black women is playing a tragic and under-recognized role in a tally that skews overwhelmingly male, the research said. So this poor mom is now going to add to that statistic a woman who has been killed. She it was her gun, and I know she, pretty sure she got it for protection.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, as you stated, always work that way. And I don't know, Dave, I don't think we're ever going to get to a place in this society where we'll ever get people to admit that just because you have the gun, it doesn't make you safer. You know, it is a misnomer.
The statistics prove it.
Yes, it's a misnomer that it is more likely that you or someone you love gets injured by the gun than you actually protecting yourself with it.
Right.
Yeah, that's a fact. Hey, Dave, thank you very much for your forthrightness, and thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. You know, so let's get back to the fact that we continue to buy all these guns. And I really clearly know that we're addicted to guns. Just like people are addicted to drugs, the people in this society are addicted to guns. And so it's almost like you can't live without it. It's almost a part of the air we breathe or the food that we eat. Owning guns in this society is almost like a rites of passage. And you know, now they've made them cute. You know, they've got pink handguns and multicolored handguns and guns that look like toys and plastic guns. And just you think about it, they've been able to produce these guns. You know, the increased number of women who are purchasing guns, and they believe, and I don't blame women. I'm not trying to blame women for this, but we do live in a society that women can't feel safe in because of the predatory thoughts of men. And so women have to protect themselves, and they believe the way to protect themselves is with owning a gun. So there are more and more women buying guns. There are more and more women on the gun range. And I started seeing this a couple of years ago when in the city where I live, Milwaukee, you see it on Facebook and those kind of places, more and more women at the gun range. It becomes a meeting kind of place. And so people are having fun. They're learning how to shoot these guns. And hopefully at some point in time, they won't ever have to use them. But it makes people feel safer. And in this situation, this horrific, this horrible, horrible situation, maybe there's something to be learned and gained by it in this tragic instance where maybe because of the pain that this family has to feel, maybe another family won't have to go through that. Maybe another family might not have to deal with what this family is going to be dealing with for a long time to come. Man, there's so many heartbreaking things that happen. And this is one that, you know, you just know you'll never get over. There have been so many times that children are put in situations, you know, where they wind up, you know, like this young boy. And I don't care what the state says or what the statutes say, this young boy should never be charged with first-degree murder. This young boy shouldn't be charged with any of those things. What he needs is long-term mental health support in his life and throughout the remainder of his life. He's already scarred for the rest of his life. But you don't serve any purpose by charging a 10-year-old as an adult, irregardless of, you know, the severity of what this young boy did. All right, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life three wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 34 this afternoon under mainly clear skies. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 27. Overcast skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 48. Dry and turning much cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-20s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Interrupt that, man. Where do I interrupt that to even come back on the air? Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, that's got to be one of the best intros there is, man. Isaac Hayes.
Yeah, this album, Hot Buttered Soul.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, man, there's so many injustices in the world. And here's one that I think is way up there with many. 19,000 millionaires. 19,000 millionaires collected unemployment during the pandemic. Now, wait a minute. You know, I know people, you know, think that, love this country and don't want to, and think that I'm always talking negatively about it. But 19,000 millionaires collecting unemployment during the pandemic. Look, man, I think that I don't know what it is now. It's been so long since I collected unemployment. But I think at the time that I was collecting unemployment as a very young man, I think I was getting the highest unemployment rate you could get. And I think at that time it might have been $300 a week. $320 or something like that a week. And granted, that was a long time ago. I don't believe that the unemployment rate has really climbed a lot higher than that. Maybe it's $500 a week if you're in the highest bracket. But why would millionaires need $500 a week? You're a millionaire. Come on, man. Why are you collecting from the unemployment department during COVID? And I know people are going to say, well, it's their money. They earned it. Listen, man. Thousands of millionaires were collecting government unemployment checks while essential workers were paying into the system during the coronavirus pandemic, according to the IRS data. More than 19,000 tax filers who reported earning at least $1 million in 2020 also collected unemployment benefits that year. They walked away with more than a quarter of $1 billion in payments, the IRS found. Among them were 229 taxpayers who earned at least $10 million that year, yet also applied for and took unemployment benefits. Nearly 700 more taxpayers collected jobless benefits despite making $5 to $10 million. Let me tell you why that is absolutely unconscionable. Because there are also people who work temporary jobs all that time who were not eligible, man, for unemployment benefits because their temporary employer cut them, laid them off before they got enough time in to make them eligible to get their unemployment benefits. Something's askew in a society that thinks it's okay for people making $10 million a year to collect unemployment benefits, and the people who struggle the most, who work every day for a minuscule amount of money, to be locked out of unemployment benefits. You know, Senator Joni Ernst, an Iowa Republican who in 2020 tried to draw attention to the likelihood that millionaires would get unemployment benefits, said it was particularly galling to see them collect money while so many lower-wage workers were still on the job and paying taxes to fund the system. She called it the reverse millionaire tax. The true million-dollar question is, why did Congress continue to pay the rich not to work? You know, I constantly talk about this nation. I talk about it, both Democrats and Republicans. Because when you hear a story like that, you know, people should be outraged. These people making $10 million a year, receiving unemployment checks during COVID, and yet people who continue to work during the COVID crisis, working in minimum wage jobs, and many working on jobs that pay a minuscule amount, once they get to a level, I don't know, I think unemployment, it's been so long, I think it might be 36 weeks or 37 weeks you have to work in a period in order to be eligible for unemployment. I'm sure that hasn't changed much in all those decades that it's been since I collected unemployment. But the point I'm making to you is we've got corporations and businesses that cut people off at 36 weeks, knowing that 37 weeks is the benchmark to collect unemployment. Tragic, but that's legal. But then we turn around to find out multimillionaires are collecting unemployment when they don't need it. They clearly don't need it, but they're greedy. And yet, you know, we're just finding this out. I'm just finding this out. This information is just coming to the light, and we should all be outraged at that. Don't we want things to, in this country to be based on what's right, what's moral? Shouldn't that be the determining factor on how our nation is run? I would think so. You know, I really would think so. But the longer I live, the more I'm realizing that people aren't looking for things to be right and just. They don't care unless it impacts and affects them. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Erlinger Show. We'll be right back.
You see me walking down the street, and I start to cry each time we meet.
The Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all the festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m. The coverage is brought to you by Mia's Kitchen and Pizzeria, delicious, fresh, homestyle Italian. And Planned Parenthood. Care no matter what. Affordable health care without judgment. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. And Albanese's Roadhouse, authentic Italian family restaurant, sports bar, and grill. The Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all the festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m. The coverage is brought to you by Mia's Kitchen and Pizzeria, delicious, fresh, homestyle Italian, and Planned Parenthood. Care no matter what. Affordable health care without judgment. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. And Albanese's Roadhouse, authentic Italian family restaurant, sports bar, and grill.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.